Today's Keeping It Real episode is brought to you by Not Standard, a premium luxury custom menswear experience in Chicago. With the highest quality fabric sourced from the top mills in the world and more than 7,000 customizable details, each Not Standard product is as unique as you are. Book an appointment with trusted stylist Lauren Lipton at notstandard.com. That's K-N-O-T standard.com/Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, and mention DJ Paris, me, to enjoy a complimentary shirt and 15% off your first purchase. Hello and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the only podcast made by Chicago real estate brokers for Chicago real estate brokers, also for brokers all over the country, because we are starting to get more traction and people from many different states have written into us. So I know it's not just local, but we are interviewing and talking with local brokers here. We only talk to the top 1% if you're a new listener. This is Coaching Moments with Ryan D'April, and this is a really super fun series that we do. Ryan comes on every single month, and Ryan's passion is coaching. By the way, if you're not familiar with Ryan, let me give you a little bit of information. Ryan D'April is a progressive thought leader. He's focused on providing for his agents and staff. In particular, Ryan's passion is coaching. His strengths are motivational skills, his coaching style, and dedication to training. And what I want to mention is Ryan has, Ryan, do you have 13 offices? Is that right?
We do, yes.
Yeah. So Ryan has 13 offices, several hundred brokers, and Ryan spends the vast majority of his time traveling from office to office, coaching his brokers. So we're so honored that he spends time every month doing that here for the thousands of listeners we have. So, and by the way, Ryan is also on vacation. So this is prime time that he is taking away from his family to do this for you. So on behalf of all the listeners, Ryan, thank you and welcome.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much. Yes, I'm down here in sunny Miami. It's fantastic, by the way, because I think up where we are when I left, I think it was about 25 degrees. What's the temperature there now?
It is 30, and we haven't seen the sun in about 4 days, so it's pretty depressing.
You know what? I'm overlooking the Intercoastal right now, looking at some boats, a pool, and palm trees, and it's fantastic. But I got to tell you something, DJ. There's no place like home. And as great as Miami is, and I love Miami, I love Chicago as well. And it's all about your perspective and how you put it. So it's great to be here, but it's also we're really fortunate to live in such an awesome city.
That's true. My parents had a place on the Intercoastal. We've actually just sold it. They had it for many, many years in Myrtle Beach. And I think the Intercoastal is the largest man-made body of water in the world. There's something unusual about the Intercoastal. So if you're listening, you don't know what it is, Google it. It's super interesting. It had to do with, I think, World War I when it was built.
Wow.
As a way to get moved supplies up and down the coast. But anyway, so let's get into today. So Ryan and I were talking offline, and we wanted to come up with an improvement to our series. It's already great because Ryan's on it, but we thought it was just true. The feedback we've received has been so incredibly positive and strong that we're very, very excited that Ryan's a part of this. And what we thought would be really interesting and helpful was, for example, on the last podcast Ryan did, and I'll post links to those if you, the first time listening, you should go back and listen to the other two that we've done thus far. But there was so much great content that I think there's a lot of questions that we just didn't get to as a result of people listening. So in the last episode, Ryan, well, let's go all the way back to the first episode. The first episode, Ryan really talked about setting up your day, your morning routine. How do you set yourself up for success, to dealing with mindset, habits, behaviors, et cetera. And then last episode, Ryan talked all about really prospecting, relationship building. How do you actually build your business? A lot about marketing campaigns and really, really getting into the weeds in a good way, specifically granularly about, you know, what constitutes a lead? What are the different marketing campaigns? How do you, you know, separate out your contact list, et cetera. So I thought what we would do is every other episode, we would go back to the previous episode with questions. So this way Ryan can get even deeper. And so what I'll ask to do here in just a moment is we'll get into these questions, but I'll ask the listeners to send us your questions. So if you listen to these and you want to hear from someone like Ryan, who is a very well-respected thought leader, send us your questions. You can do that on Facebook, our website, you know, a million ways to get us that stuff.
Yeah, send them in. I mean, there's so many questions that pop up in people's day-to-day activities. You guys, send them in. We'll be happy to cover them. There are there's no silly questions. If it's just something on your mind, shoot it over, and DJ and I will cover it.
Yeah, and pretty much everything I've learned in my life has just been through asking a lot of questions. So,
and DJ, what we'll do, we'll keep the questions anonymous, so nobody has to feel like they're going to be exposed if they're nervous about sending out a question. We won't mention people's name.
Very good point. Thank you for mentioning that. Okay, so I had let's start to go through some of these questions. You talked a lot about one of the constant themes has been in the different episodes we've done is how consistency is the mother of skill, repetition, and building those daily habits, weekly habits, et cetera. Now, assuming brokers took your advice from the previous episode, which was all about how to find people that need your services, and they really started to implement those daily habits in reaching out, staying in touch, et cetera. How quickly in your experience, and I know this can vary, of course, but how quickly does a broker start to see results as far as actually finding clients from doing those efforts?
So it can vary on the it could depend on their time, their tenure in the business.
Sure.
So I've had agents, majority of our company, one thing that I'm incredibly proud of, and it's interesting, innovation, comes from need, and one of the reasons our company has grown is that we are not an organization of recruiting agents from other companies.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of quote unquote disruptors out there.
Sure.
And essentially they're paying money for high agents and producing agents to come over.
Yes.
I've had a lot of agents from my company get recruited out by leading real estate companies in our area because of just higher commission splits and paying for them.
Sure.
And we haven't had that luxury. We bootstrapped our organization, like I told you, DJ, before the call. And what I've had to do over the past 8 years is bring people from not in the industry and coach them up.
Right.
And of our 400 agents, 95% of them were probably not licensed 5 years ago. And there's some of the top producing real estate agents in Chicagoland, and agents that got plucked away from our company, I've actually learned to be proud of, is they're some of the top producing agents in those other companies. And they're highlighted and they're awarded. And I'm proud of that because they were not in the business prior, or they had been for a while and they just didn't kind of have a focus on what they needed to be. And a lot of it was perspective of, this is what you're going to do and it's going to take time. So that was a long-winded, and I have a tendency to do that. But to tell you the experiences, I have people that have never been in the business. I have people who have been in the business for, 3, 4, 5 years, some even a decade. And the timing is different based upon the tenure. So for somebody who's brand new, has never been in the business before, to follow the system, and you follow it to a T, it's the first 12 months is going to be laying the foundation.
Sure.
And you're not going to see a lot of results. And it's like a plant germinating underground. So you're not going to see anything, but underground, there's a ton of stuff happening. And it's the second 12 months that you start to see the results. Okay. And then it's the third 12 months, the third year, where what you did in your second year, which will be a phenomenal amount of business, you'll actually double it in your third year, but you got to follow the system. Now, there are agents that have been in the business for 3, 4, 5 years. I've seen it happen in 3 to 6 months,
sure,
DJ, for them, because they have a foundation. They have a network. The network has a vague familiarity with them and that they're in the real estate business. They just have not been consistent in their activities and what they need to do. And I found after 3, 4, 5, 6 months of them doing it, they're getting tremendous results that they're thrilled with. So, but that being said, everybody's struggling in those 1 to 3 months or those first 12 months. And what they're struggling with is the emotional factor that they have. People compare themselves. I have agents that have not been in the business for, 8 months, and they're comparing themselves to top producers. And I say, listen, don't do that. You got to give yourself time. Everybody has a starting block, and it's just, it's thing that will take somebody off their path is ego and self-doubt. And what they're doing is they're looking outside and they're comparing, and they just can't do that.
Yeah, there's a great expression that says, never compare your insides with someone else's outsides.
That's right. That's the truth. And comparison is the thief of all joy. And we all do it. Of course. I do it. I'm sure you do it. But you got to have that environment. And I think for individuals in the real estate business, coaching is incredibly important. And whether you get it at your company or you get it from an outside vendor, it's important because you need that second or even third set of eyes to keep you focused on what you need to do. And then also keep you encouraged and to remind you, no, you look at what you're doing. I know how you feel, but look at what you achieve. And it's kind of that reset.
Yeah. I mean, even our own, the owner of our company's name's Nick. He started at Coldwell Banker in, I think, 2003. And he ended up, he wasn't the rookie of the year with Chicago Association Realtors, but he was of the like top five or something. And so I asked him years ago when I started working for Nick, I said, hey, you had an amazing first year back in 2003. How much, just out of curiosity, how much production did you actually do? And he goes, oh, that's a funny question. He said, I did zero production for the first 6 months. He goes, all I was doing was all of laying the groundwork and just making the calls and doing all the things you're supposed to do. He goes, then in month seven, I ended up closing seven sales transactions. But if you would have looked at that first 6 months, he goes, if I would have thought about that and the zero money I've generated, I would have felt like a huge failure. And he ended up being one of the top producing rookies. So yes.
Right. Well, you know, that's, you know, I'll draw it because it's funny. That's actually the same year I got into the business. Yeah, yeah. It was 2003. And I tell everybody who is new to the business or whatnot, it takes this time and we go over it. Okay, you've been in the business for 5 years. You're not at the results you want. Here's the timing it's going to be. Okay, you're brand new. Well, let me tell you about my experience when I was brand new. And I had a career. I was an executive search. I got my license in January 2003. It wasn't until July of 2004 that I quit my career and I became a quote unquote full-time real estate agent. And anybody and everybody could do it. I mean, 2003, I had a daughter, I had a wife, I had a mortgage. I was working probably 45 to 50 hours a week doing executive search. I was going to grad school at night to get my MBA. And I travel maybe once or twice every other week for my business, the executive search business that I was in. But at the same time, over 18 months, I was able to lay a foundation and that set me up to walk away and I never look back. And DJ, 3 years later in July of 2007 was July of, or July 2004, 3 years later is July of 2007. What the hell happened? The Great Recession. And you want to know something? I didn't skip a beat in 2007, 8, 9, 10. I've told people this over and over again. Sometimes I'm just tired of hearing myself speak because I'm repeating it. But it's just how people learn. It's like, those were great years for me. It was terrible what people were going through. And there was a lot of emotional stress seeing friends and family and colleagues and clients that we were doing a ton of short sales for and helping them through the business. But for me as a real estate agent, business was plentiful. It was all around. It was there then. It's there today. But it's about living in abundance versus scarcity, which is, you know, you have these conversations, we talk about this, we read books, we listen to podcasts, but man, this is not a one and done thing. This is like, you have to go to the gym. You got to go to the mental gym every single day to check yourself, especially if you're going to be an entrepreneur, which real estate agents and loan officers, we are entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And don't step on the scale every day and look at the number, right? Like stop judging your daily performance. Judge the work you've done. Don't judge the results. The results, you know, this is a well-trodden path. The path to success in this industry has been well-documented. It's same with fitness, same with really any part of life. You know, people have figured this out already, but if you just got to keep doing it.
It's so true. It's so great. I love when as we coach people, we learn from the people we're coaching. And I'm going to reference one of our agents. His name is Mark Plasek. And he was one of the agents that I, in the beginning parts of me coaching him, it was like 30 to 60 days. He taught me a very valuable lesson. I have what's called the dashboard. We have this snapshot. And Mark said, can we do me a favor? Can we not look at my goal? And we cannot look at my results. Can we just focus on activities?
That's awesome.
And I said, yes, Mark, absolutely we can. In fact, Mark, I'm going to steal that from you and just use that for my future coaching if you don't mind. And that's the beautiful thing about the business and being in what we do is you can learn from everybody and anybody regardless of tenure.
Yeah, great. What are your thoughts about finding an accountability partner, someone that is, you know, probably on the same path as you, who wants to do a lot of daily activity? And, you know, we know famously, if you're a Brian Buffini fan, he had Joe Niego and they were accountability partners. What are your thoughts on that?
Who's my neighbor, by the way.
Joe? That's funny.
Yeah, it's randomly. Yeah, we've never met, but he lives in my neighborhood. It's important. I mean, and they don't have to have the same tenure. Sure. They don't even need to be in the same business if they understand the concept of what you're trying to achieve, and it's focus on self-improvement, working on the activities that you need to be doing and staying accountable. I think everybody will benefit from an accountability partner. I think everybody needs an accountability partner in the business that we are in. But it's important the accountability partner is disciplined. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many distractions in our business, and there's all these new things, right? There's this new digital, there's this new lead generation app, there's this new this, and there's new that. You really have to focus on somebody who understands the fundamentals, and you have to understand what the fundamentals are, and then commit to each other and saying, let's stay focused on what's tried and true. Let everybody else, all the disruptors and the technology, and let everybody else prove it out and see what happens 10 years from now or 5 years from now or even 3 years from now if we have to shift gears. And let's just measure the results we have and what we're going to do over the next 12 to 24 months.
Yeah, and if you're not sure how to find an accountability partner, and obviously the most obvious example is if you work in an office where there's other brokers, you know, that should be one possible source. Or if you're a member of an association, which everyone who's listening probably is a member of CAR, Main Street, North Shore Barrington, you know, one of the associations, they have all sorts of events and where brokers come and hang out. And, you know, the YPN is another organization where lots of brokers go to learn. You know, that would be a place to go and just start meeting brokers and saying, hey, I need somebody that I can do a daily check-in about my activity. And hopefully we have similar, you know, goals around habits, and you can find people. They're out there.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to let's say you're a newer broker or maybe not newer, but okay, somebody who is, you know, it's a slow period right now. We know the sales market's a little bit slower currently. Maybe the calls aren't coming in as frequently. So aside from the daily activity that we talked about on the last two episodes, what else, you know, what are your, how much of your day should be spent marketing if you have no clients currently to service?
So that's a great question. So marketing should not be that complicated, right, or difficult or even time consuming. Marketing should be a campaign. It should be a combination of direct, sure, mail, email, digital, right, and social. It also probably should not take more than an hour to two a month,
right,
to achieve. What you should be focusing on, right, is the relationship building activities.
So how much of someone's day should be spent trying to get face to face in front of people to talk about possibly assisting them or letting them know what they do?
Well, let's talk about that. And let's talk about face to face. And does it have to be face to face? That's one.
Right.
And then DJ, does it have to be talking about assisting them?
Right.
And that's two.
True.
So if we go back to the theory that 16% of our network has a need of buying and selling a home every year.
Right.
And that everybody in our network knows at least four people who are buying or selling every year. What the focus needs to be on is how well do these people know who you are? And do they like you and do they trust you?
Right.
Because in our business, which is a high level consulting business, you know, focusing on a lot of emotional intelligence, taking people through the transaction of a home sale, they want to work with somebody that they know, like, and trust. And
yes,
like anybody, everybody, I mean, life is coming, you know, at us at a wicked rapid speed. And so sometimes they work with a real estate agent that they've never met before just because that person was right in front of them at the time. I think it takes anywhere from 6 to 18 months for somebody to purchase a home, but they pick a real estate agent in 1 to 3 days.
Right.
And so how much time do you need to be focused on the relationship building is the question.
Yeah. I was going to say, here's a really hyper specific example. If people are thinking, okay, well, that's great. I have this contact list and I don't want to call and pitch what I do because nobody really is interested in hearing me say that I'm also, you know, I'm a realtor and I can help you. How can I provide more value to them? You know, here's a really timely example. So, and I sent this to our own brokers. I don't know how many of them did it, but if I was out there producing and I was not that busy, even if I was busy, this is a great way to add value. you could, and it goes to Ryan's question, does this have to be face-to-face? No. So here's what you can do. You could call up everybody you know who's a homeowner and say, hey, I don't know your mortgage situation. Obviously, it's none of my business, but I don't know if you're aware, but mortgage rates have actually dropped. It may be a good time. I don't know if it is for you or not, but to consider refinancing. And if your mortgage person hasn't contacted you, you may want to reach out just to see if it's an opportunity to refi. If you don't have a good mortgage lender, I can certainly pass over, but I just was thinking about you, thought that might be of use. That is a huge amount of value you could bring to somebody right now and gives you a reason to pick up the phone.
Yeah. So, and here's another technique that I look at. I like to look at it as your network as a whole, and you need to see your network. You have to stop and write down your network, type it out,
yep.
Put it in visual and so you could see it. And then you have to count it out and figure it out. Now, you need to have certain information on your network. You need to have who they are. If they have a partner or a significant other or a husband or wife, you probably should know who that person is. You should have that written down.
Right.
You should know their home address.
Yes.
Regardless if they own or rent.
Right.
You're in the real estate business. That should be your number one priority, is finding that out.
Yes. Know their birthdays. Know if they have children. Know how old the children are. All sorts of things.
So we'll start with that. And then you say, okay, well, what's the number? And let's just say there's 200 people in your network.
Right.
Okay. Well, now let's look at this as a career, and I'm going to work Monday through Friday. I'm going to work maybe 9 to 5, right? That's what we do when we get a job. So we're going to time block and we're going to set out an agenda and we're going to follow. I'm saying, okay, there is approximately 63 working days in a quarter. Okay. So we're not counting Saturday. We're not counting Sunday. 3 month quarter. There's approximately 63 working days.
Right.
You take your network divided by 63. And it comes out to approximately, I'm going to round up, I'm rounding up, four contacts a day.
Yeah, it's not difficult.
It's not. And it's imperative that it's done. You know, and if you skip a day, fine, it's 8. But that's your job.
Right.
That's what you need to do. And it's one of those things where it's so easy to get distracted in this business with the newest trends and technology and, well, this is I'm going to go make a Facebook video. Aren't you? Great, do it. But don't forget what your job is.
Right.
And your sleeves need to be rolled up, and you need to be getting into the relationship building techniques of your network. And which we've said before, you should be at least in touch with them 4 times a year, at least. So, and then the other thing is realize that, you know, there's so many coaching platforms out there for everybody. And techniques and closing techniques and overcoming objectives and whatnot. And I look at my network and I'm like, I'm not closing these people. I'm not selling them. You know, I'm not going to overcome them. I'm not out there to win something.
Right.
I'm there to solve. And the first thing to do is earn their trust.
Yes.
And the only way you're going to earn their trust is over time, 12 months.
Right.
Then 24 months. And it gets better. Because what you're doing is you're reaching out and you're creating a relationship, a bond, and you're somebody that they can relate to. You happen to be in the real estate business and you're good at what you do and you care about these people. You love them, right? They're important. They're your network. So when the need comes, they're going to reach out to you. And guess what? You do not need any closing technique.
Right.
You don't have to come over any objectives.
Right.
Because you're not selling.
I have
and you're not chasing.
I have a friend who's an entrepreneur who is just now getting into the real estate business, and he's a tech guy. And he said, you know, he goes, I figured out, and this is going to be no surprise to you, and this is more of after the sale. He said, brokers, you know, largely do not do a great job, generally speaking, of staying in touch after the sale, right? Because it's maybe, you know, before that particular individual needs to use your services again, might be, you know, gosh knows how many years. So oftentimes people buy or sell a home and then maybe they get sort of forgotten about by the realtor. So he created software that he's working on developing that basically sends out push notifications to like the home. These are for home buyers that say, hey, now that you've just bought, in particular first time home buyers, that you've just bought your first home, here's when you need to worry about changing your filters on your furnace and, you know, things like that, that really the realtor could schedule into their day and say, okay, in 4 months, I'm going
to
call.
They need to.
Yeah, of course.
They need to.
Yep.
That's their job.
Yep.
I mean, these people just made the biggest life purchase or biggest purchase of their life. And you are not to go radio silent.
Right.
You need, and we have in our, what we call our dashboard, in our closed tabs, you have responsibility to call. And I'm saying call them 9 times, at least 9 times after the closed transaction.
Yes.
How are you? Everything okay? Do you need anything? And I'm not going to worry about what they're thinking, because most agents, they'll come up with objectives. Well, what are they going to think? You're going to think you care about them, because you do.
Right.
And there is a lot that goes on. And you have to call them and let them know that you're there. And I tell you, this isn't something I invented. You know, I'm going to give credit to a speech that I wasn't even there. One of my agents told me about it. We know the name Mario Greco.
Sure. He's going to be a guest on the show coming up very soon.
Fantastic. I've never met Mario Greco and I've never seen Mario Greco speak, but one of my agents did. And they came back and they said, you know, Mario said something very interesting. He's got a team of buyer's agents and he doesn't even work with the clients. But after the closing, Mario forces himself to call the consumer 6 to 9 times after. And I think he made either I drew the conclusion in my own brain or he had said this and the agent told me, I don't exactly remember, but that client is now Mario's again, even though another agent on his team worked with him. He does such a good job of staying in contact with that past client, even though he wasn't the agent. His team was, but he wasn't the agent. He focuses on what's important. And let's look at where he is.
Right.
He's a struggling real estate agent.
So super struggling. It's funny. So a couple months ago, he had written us out of the blue and he goes, hey, and I think he was trying to be funny. He was like, how come you jerk?
Sure.
And he didn't say it this way, but I think he was being cute. He goes, how come you jerks haven't interviewed me yet? And we went, oh, believe me, we're dying to interview you. And he was really funny about it. So he was actually just at the event you and I were talking about as one of the speakers. Yeah. But yeah, so there's a reason why people like that are so successful and it's not by accident.
Well, and it's prioritizing. So when I coach our agents, I ask them, is this a priority? You know, you have to ask yourself every morning, what's a priority? And your network is your net worth.
Right.
And what most people are doing, and it's the 90% of the real estate agents that are selling 10% of the real estate, is they're not prioritizing their day and what's important.
That's right.
And the 10% of the real estate agents that are selling 90% of all the real estate, they're prioritizing and they're focused on attracting sales, not chasing sales. And they're doing it through relationship building techniques, not closing techniques.
Yeah. I think if you go approach it from the perspective of what value can I bring to my contact list or to anyone I come in contact with, what value can I bring? You will be so incredibly valuable and sought out. You'll never have to do what's that cheesy line that is taught, which I hate, which is I'm never too busy for your referrals. You will never have to say that. You know, because you're so, I'll tell you, you know, people like Ryan, I'm speaking now, just to the audience directly. Look, Carrie McCormick comes on the show once a month. She is the 19th highest producing realtor over the last 12 months out of 40,000 realtors in Chicago. She is beyond too busy to do this. She's a one woman shop. There's no team there. She's an incredible, and she comes on every month and goes, how can I add value to your listeners? Now, does that directly benefit Carrie? I don't know. Maybe she gets clients from it. Maybe she doesn't. I really don't know. But she provides so much value that she is known in this industry as somebody who is obviously very knowledgeable. But you know, Joel Schaub from Guaranteed Rate came up to me at a thing we were at. He goes, I have to be on your show. I have so much to say about lending. I won't even promote Guaranteed Rate. I just want to talk because brokers need to know certain things they don't know. People like Ryan come on every month for that. You know, take time out of his vacation. These people become so incredibly valuable. They don't ever have to ask for business.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it's understanding the more you give, the more you get, and you become addicted to it because what you do is you're actually caring about other individuals in our industry. There's no competition. You know,
there's no competition. Yes.
Right. We're our own competition, and go talk to any successful real estate agent. There might be an exception here and there,
sure,
but almost all of them are going to be kind and willing to give their time and help out because they understand that there's abundance. There's more than enough. I've heard people say to me in the past, and they say, well, I don't want to compete with the managing broker who sells. Right. And my thought to that is like, well, you can't compete with your managing broker because your managing broker has their own network, just like you have your own network. And you just have to understand the fundamentals of the business. And now I do understand the managing broker not selling, so they could be there to support the agent.
Yeah.
I'm 100% behind that.
Me too.
Right. So I get that and create a support and environment where people who are agents at an organization have the time to go and they get the resources they need. But my point is that there's no competition because everybody has their own network. Are you going to bump into people who have crossovers in networks? Yeah, sure. But you're going to capture 75%. I'm not saying 100%, but you're going to capture 75%. And 75% is enough. You know, and I think we have to realize, what is our why? Why did we get in this business? And a lot of people are like, well, I want to work for myself. I want to be able to come and go. I want to, you know, I want to have purpose and fulfillment. And so, okay, well, great. Well, then if you look within yourself and in your network, you're going to find out that there is enough there to give you what you're looking for and your why and what you, why you got into this business. If that makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. I want to switch gears and talk about a very specific question that, I have for you, because I'm curious on, and I know you have your own proprietary software you've built for coaching for your team or your brokers. What are there any are there any apps or technology services that you recommend for brokers that are trying to stay on track, whether it's real estate related specifically or just habit? Are you using anything? I have a few that I use that I can talk about in a moment, but curious to see what you're using tech wise.
You know, so we're using something that I built out, and what I did is we looked at a lot of other things that are out there, and there's a lot out there. I mean, a lot. Let's talk about Top Producer. A lot of agents use Top Producer, right? What I found is a lot of these things have too many bells and whistles, and they're distractions. And so what we do, and so I guess I'm not going to be able to answer your question. I think, DJ, I'm going to have to hand it off to you to give out some apps, and I'm not adding value there, and I apologize. But what I have done is, I mean, anybody can do this. You just have to write it down. You visual flow the process and what you have to do and eliminate as many distractions as you possibly can. And remember, marketing is incredibly important, but it is not – it shouldn't be overwhelming, and it shouldn't be taking up a majority of your month. I mean, it should be not even taking up a majority of day. It should be able to be accomplished in a 1 to 2 hour to 3 hour time period. It's all about relationship building. So I don't have apps that are out there, but I mean, everybody, there's so many things that are out there, but just focus on what's important. And it's how many times have you touched this person in your network?
Right.
Like literally reached out and engaged them and, what apps do you use?
Well, again, and I'm not a producing broker, so I'm going to talk just broadly about habit building and habit forming. So there's two things I recommend, although there's a million other options, and certainly this isn't necessarily the best option, but it's worked well for me. So if you're looking for just a to-do list manager, the best one I have found is Todoist. It's free to try, and then I think it's like $50 a year. It's really inexpensive. But if you're looking, so I use it for daily habits. So I have a certain number of habits that I'm trying to cultivate. They could be just, hey, check my finances once a day. It could be reach out to 5 of our brokers to let them know we appreciate that they're hanging their license with us and that we're thinking about them. There are all sorts of, you know, for me, my whole life is just small daily habits. I don't look for the big wins. I don't know that there are a lot of big wins, but there's a lot of small wins. And so for me, it's, did I make my bed today? Things like that, right? So anything that's going to help me feel better and more productive. But I'm a scatterbrain. I'm a creative person. I deal very poorly with organization and also prioritization. So that leads me into my, so anyway, check out Todoist.
I think that's safer. That's what's it called?
Todoist. So Todoist.
I think that's a great point. I think all of us are scatterbrains because we have so much going on. Whether you're creative or not, there's just too much going on. I had to relate to habits because that's all this is. And that's a lot of what this app that we use is based on. But I lost 20 to 25 pounds about 5 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. And the app that I used was called Lose It.
Yeah.
And it's a simple tracking app of the calories and my intake. But what it did is it forced me to do an activity of tracking the calories that became habitual for me. Now, I have my days off where I could literally eat a pizza by myself and, you know, and do all these things that, but typically on a, you know, 5 to 6 days a week, I'm aware of the caloric intake and at least a little bit of where it is. And so, you know, I'm an avid coffee drinker, you know, and it used to be with cream and a little sweetener. Now it's black.
Right.
But it's because that app, Lose It, to your point, went on creating different habits. And, you know, I haven't used that app now in 4 years or 5 years, but I tell anybody, if this is something that you're looking to do, go to that app because it teaches you how to track, which any good real estate software should be, tracking your activities, which then are going to highlight the importance of what you're doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I probably, for a lot of our listeners who are into productivity, self-improvement, they've at some point they've come across David Allen's Getting Things Done. If you haven't, you Google it. There's a whole almost cult-like status around how impressive and workable it is. And what Getting Things Done is really a blueprint for how to organize your life and how to organize your day and prioritize. However, if you've gone through those and even just read the book, it's incredibly complicated and daunting and a tremendous amount of work. So I've always struggled over the years as somebody who naturally struggles with organization is how do I actually create a workable system that's simple and effective? And I found, and I'm going to give a plug to this because it was the best $99 I ever spent, whereas a guy named Tiago Forte, and anyway, the name of his program, you can just Google it, it's called Getting Things Done Like a Boss. And he essentially says, okay, here are the actual principles of what you need to do every single day to prioritize your day and move through it. And then here's how to check things off and organize it and how to organize data and all of that. And it's all video system. And it helped me so much in just creating a framework because I left to my own devices. I wake up, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing today. But now I have something to actually prioritize and schedule. So that's just been helpful for me. Obviously, there's lots of other systems.
Well, DJ, circling back also to your second or your first question, how we open this up is like, how long does somebody have to wait? Right? What's the time?
Right.
And there's a key word in there. It's called wait.
Right.
You know, and yes, it's a part of the recipe and you can't escape it. So just don't self-destruct. And self-destructing is where, it's not working. I'm going to try something else. Look, this is how you do it. I've been doing it for 16 years. I've done this with 400 people. Some of the top selling real estate agents in the Chicagoland yes. area who weren't even licensed 4 years ago have followed the system to a T. And I'm talking about individuals selling 10, 12, 15. One is targeted to hit $35 million this
year.
It's not a team. An individual agent wasn't licensed in 2014. But these people had to wait. We all have to wait. And what happens is we're so ambitious and we're so, quote unquote, driven. And I'm different. I demand more out of myself. That's what people, right? It's
right.
Like, that's fine. I understand. And you're going to get the results. It just depends. Are you going to crucify yourself along the way and everybody else around you? Or are you going to allow the wait and the germination process to do what it has to do? I think Starbucks was started in 1978 or something like
yeah.
that. Ask anybody once, and they'll say 1990 or something, because that's when it started to become mainstream. You start seeing it everywhere. No, he bought the company, he sold his copier business and bought Starbucks, I think in 1978 or 1980 or something. It's like success isn't overnight. We overestimate what we can achieve in a year and we underestimate what we can achieve in a decade. And another saying that I have written up on boards and I tell people is a year from now, you may wish you started today.
Right.
A year from now, you may wish you started today because you got to start somewhere. And you have to allow the germination process, which is essentially the time that you're building trust with these individuals, to happen. That's why I had a job for 18 months. You know, I worked and I was getting my MBA and I had a new daughter who's 15 years old and is probably going to be coming here pretty soon. But because she went out to breakfast with the girls this morning. But those are the things that I'm
right.
talking about. It's like there are... You know, and also to all the real estate agents listening to this, there's another ingredient, and it's called you. So, like I tell all our agents, we're going to be there. We're going to show up. We're going to help you. We're going to do the marketing for you. But there's things that only you can do for yourself, and it takes you. That's the biggest thing. That's our biggest struggle is ourself, and it's a big responsibility to say that you are responsible for your own destiny. However, it's also the keys to freedom because I can have a boss that's a total jerk. I'm not going to be able to change
right.
the boss. What I can do is I can change myself and my activities, and then I'll start to get the results I want out of life.
And by the way, we are all not capable of doing everything ourselves. And there are parts of all of our personalities where we're like, I am not good at that. And when you can recognize, hey, that's not my strong suit, you can find a partner and you can delegate it. You can find, you know, now we live in such this global service economy where you can find people overseas to help you with things for very inexpensive. Correct. So if you think, well, I don't have enough income to, pay for a full-time assistant. I understand that there are virtual assistants that will do it for, you know, a few bucks every time they do a transaction or they help you with whatever you need. There are so many opportunities that you should focus on, you know, what you're passionate right. about, and don't fool yourself with trying to be perfect at things that you're just mm-hmm. not good at.
Well, ideally, you know, the brokerage will even provide most of those sure. things. Like, we have assistants, you know, a lot of agents at other companies go out and they hire assistants, and that's fine. But it's like, well, when you hire an assistant, you have to pay them every 2 weeks.
Right.
But you also have to manage them. You have that's to true. Interview them. You have to review them. Are you a manager? Are you an entrepreneur? Or what are you? And so, like, at our organization, we created a assistant program where they're not responsible for hiring them, training them, or even paying for them or managing them. They know what they need to do, where they need to add value. And they assist the agent. Same in the marketing. We do a lot of the marketing. So we just say, focus on being you.
Right.
Be you. Do what you can do, what you have control over. And I'm the perfect example of that. I mean, I have a right and a left arm at my company. I have, you know, partners there that run our marketing department, our operations department, our accounting department. I am clueless on how to do that, those kind of things. What I do is I focus on me, which is I feel adding value to people, motivating them, coaching them, and saying, look, I was a real estate agent. This is what I did. This is what I did for over a decade. This is how I got to where I am. It's simple. This is where I shine. I let all the other things hand off to other people. It's very important to find what your lane is and stay in your lane.
I think that's a great place to end. I have one final question. Is there a book that you recommend I know there's a million books you've read that have impacted you. Anything more recent that you've stumbled across that you want to recommend to the readers?
You know, it's interesting because you could ask me this and, you know, in any given hour, my answer is going to be different.
Right.
You know, and so I think just because I was just talking about how we self-destruct.
Right.
I'm going to go into more of a mindset type of book. Philosophical, kind of allowing the world to fall into line with you. This might be a little deep for people, but I'm a big follower of Deepak Chopra. You ever read anything by Deepak Chopra?
Sure, of course.
He's my guy. And I love that man. He wrote a book called Synchro Destiny. Have you ever read it?
Yes. I don't think so, but I know the book.
DJ, read it. It's phenomenal. And I'm having so much fun with my niece who's away at college. And we talk about there's no such thing as coincidences. These are the thoughts that you put out there. You got to become aware of them. And it's just signals that these things are coming to you. Same with growing your real estate business or your mortgage lending business. Follow these steps and then become aware and then walk away. Let it go. You can't force it. You have to wait. And you could do other things. Go for a walk. Do what you need to do. Give your time for your energy to build up. And watch the coincidence that start popping around. And all of a sudden you realize everything you need flows into you. And I have moments to this day where I am off course and I'm just, my energy is not good. And you could feel it if I walk in the room. What I'm doing is I'm forcing it and I'm wanting it too sooner. I'm comparing everything else. And so I go back to these books and one of them is Synchro Destiny by Deepak Chopra. It's phenomenal.
Great. Well, I think that's a great place to pause for this episode. And so everyone who's listening, two quick things that would help us out tremendously. Number one, send us your questions for Ryan. Let us know. Again, Ryan spends almost all of his time focused on coaching his brokers. That is incredibly unique. I'm not even sure that there's anyone else in Chicago that does that. So that's how useful these episodes. I know they're useful because people tell us, but Ryan is here to answer your questions. So send us those. You can find us on our website, keepingitrealpod.com, Facebook, facebook.com/keepingitrealpod. Or there's a million ways to get questions to us. So please do that. The other thing is
we do want your questions.
Yes.
Sorry, DJ, to cut you off. in our next session as well, I want to just tell, I'm going to put it out there, DJ, to hold me accountable. I'm going to focus now on our next session on skill set.
Yes.
Listing presentations, list price versus sales price, how to articulate your value as well. So I just want to give the listeners who hopefully took away some value today, when we meet up next month, that's going to be the topic. And then DJ, like you said, the next session after that, we'll do a Q&A.
So think about what questions you have for Ryan around skill set building. In other words, how to be a better realtor? How do you actually, you know, create more value for your clients to be able to, you know, obviously service them more effectively? So send us your questions about that. And that was one of the questions I had for you that I thought we should hold off on. So this is perfect timing. The other thing that our listeners can do is please tell a friend. So there are 40,000 brokers here in Chicago, obviously many more nationwide. But if this is valuable to you, send it to your other brokers in your office that you think could benefit from hearing someone like Ryan and all the other wonderful people that are on our show. It really helps us out and keeps us going. And, you know, with zero marketing budget, we now have thousands of listeners, which is what I hoped would happen. And I'm glad it's providing value, but please pass the word. Other than that, Ryan, thank you for taking time out of your vacation for this.
Yeah, I love it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to count the dates for our next one.
Great. Well, everyone who's listening, on behalf of Ryan and myself, thank you. And Ryan, we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of your vacation.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.